Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. I'm your host, Mike. We have host Gary Wyatt, and we do not have JJ Nunn today.
No, we don't.
We were able to get him out of here. Woo! So it's just me and Gary tonight, so hopefully we can give you what you came for.
And get through this hour.
Hey, it's just racers talking about racing. That's what we are, and we're here to talk about the stuff that I know Gary loves the most. Oh, I'm sorry, second most.
Yes.
And, of course, Mr. J.J. Nunn is not even on the West Coast.
Nope.
Today.
He's on the East Coast today. He's in North Carolina. So vacationing.
Is he going to go see any real racing out there, the big boys?
He says he's going to go see a few races while he's out there, yes.
Cool. Maybe visit a shop or two. You know, some of the big boys have shops out there, you know, racing shops and garages and all that. Maybe he'll get by somewhere over there.
Yeah. Maybe we can later on in the week, or actually next week, maybe we can get him to call in and give us a report on what's going on.
That'd be good. We get like the inside look from the West Coast of the East Coast. Of motorsports. So
yeah,
and hopefully he's listening tonight. So if you are JJ, hope
your flight was good.
Your flight was good back there. And what do you got, about a 3-hour difference, right?
Yeah.
So he's about to go to bed. He's probably like 3 hours over bedtime.
Yes, he needs his ugly sleep back there. So.
I guess we could have played. We're in the hell is JJ Nunn, but we gave it away. He's in North Carolina. But we could play Where in the Hell Is He Going? Is he going to North Carolina, Gary?
I don't know. He's back there right now, but I don't know where else. Uh-oh. I don't know where else he's going. So I know he's in North Carolina. So
he's probably, visiting family and doing some things that he's got to do his part with the family and the old lady and all that. Yeah. So she lets him do a little bit of racing and all that. So it's a give and take in any relationship with racers and families and racing families. So he's got to pay his dues too, I guess. So it's good he's back there. Maybe we'll get an inside look at some stuff on the East Coast, some racing and things like that. So, JJ, hopefully you're listening. And if you are, you know what your job is. We give you a job to do.
just like
Gary came back when he went to California and got to go to the Orange Show and seen the Orange Show after they reopened as dirt.
Yep.
So that was a good inside scoop there. I'm hoping to get down there at some point and check it out myself. So a couple things, I guess.
What you think of Tony Stewart breaking his leg?
I didn't hear that.
Yes.
Oh, why don't you tell us about that? was he kicking Danica Patrick?
Four out of five races in those sprint cars, he's wrecked, and this time he broke his leg.
No kidding.
He's letting, I believe it's Travis Quapel, drive the at the Glen this weekend.
Wow. That's interesting. I didn't hear that. So there it is. You heard it first here at from Gary, Mr. Gary. Really?
Yes.
Did you watch any of the NASCAR races last week by chance?
No. I was working.
I was shocked, but Danica Patrick wrecked. She crashed. I was a little shocked at that.
I was a little shocked, too, that she crashed.
But, hey, if you're a Danica Patrick fan, it's all in fun. We're just having fun. No, I didn't hear that about Tony Stewart, and I guess that's something you don't, you know, whether you're racing a series like NASCAR or even, I mean, not that the Sprint Cups are any lower. Them guys have some balls out there running them Sprint Cups, but you know, even in the level of Sprint Cup racing, to have that kind of luck, four crashes, you said? Yep.
Four out of five.
In the last five.
In the Sprint car that he owns. So.
Right. And, you know, and hey, and from a racer standpoint, you know how that goes. That luck doesn't always go your way. You could do everything right when you leave the house or the shop. Everything looks good. Everything's the way it's supposed to be. And you show up to the track and either the gremlins show up or...
Along with you. Yep.
Exactly. Or something just starts to go downhill from that point all night long. And nobody likes when that happens. But, man, it's part of what we do. It's part of the racing, part of the fun that we have. It's not always fun.
Nope.
I know for a little while you guys in the bomber... type cars, you had tire issues when Alex Williams was doing some racing for you.
Yep, last year we had a lot of problems with tires.
You couldn't even keep air in the tires. Nope. They always wanted to get out. What did you guys ever come up with on that?
New tires. Not new tires.
So it wasn't the rim, it happened to be the tires, yeah. So that's good.
Yep.
Well, that's something, you know, I guess to look at, something you learn from is the things you learn from, like, older tires. Sometimes the beads don't hold, and especially on dirt, you're running different pressures than you do sometimes
on the pavement,
yeah. And you can lose bead, you know, your bead seal real easy, and that's all it takes. So.
Yep. This weekend out in Pahrump was a nice track.
We're gonna talk about that in a minute. So I want to hear all about Pahrump Valley, because you guys did go racing this past weekend, and maybe after the first break here in a few minutes, we'll get to some of that. Definitely want to hear about that. Want to hear how JJ did in the races. And do you have your results anyways?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't. But I have a little bit of memory of results.
Sounds good. You know at least the results of one race.
Yes, I do.
But we'll get to that, too, here in just a minute. But anything else we want to cover? Let's see. I know there's quite a bit of racing going on right now. We can talk about
all kinds
of stuff.
I don't have the date. Actually, I don't remember the date. But I have a Sioux 95s opening back up.
Yes.
They have a $500 to win super stock race.
I'm there.
Coming up.
I'm there. Where do we get one of these super stocks? You know, that's something else, too. Like, you know, obviously, even racers sometimes from track to track can't keep track of the different types of cars, what they name them and call them and things like that. But, you know, this past year, LVMS started calling the Charger stocks. This year, they're calling their street asphalt cars super stocks.
Yep.
And just like the bomber type cars that you race, Gary, aren't called the bombers at every track. Sometimes they're called pure stocks, factory stocks. Who knows what else they call them things, but you know, they're not always called the same thing at every track. So if you're out there, you're going to do some touring. If you're planning on going to another track, check out, you know, their websites. See if they do have a set of rules that you can match up with how your car is built, because you may be able to go race at some of these tracks, even though they're not called the same thing, with a few minor changes or no changes at all. So, but Havasu 95 Speedway, man, that's a fun track to race at. A little quarter mile, two groove tracks. There's side by side racing down there. You guys had good luck and bad luck down there. So,
it's a lot of fun.
You're gonna want to go check out Havasu 95 Speedway. You can go to their website at Havasu95Speedway.com. And look at their schedule. I think usually they start back up in September, so you're talking just a little less than a few weeks away.
Yep.
So if you plan on racing down there at some of their first races, man, it's coming up quick. That's what's fun about this time of season. There's racing all over the place. So speaking of racing, it's coming up quick. This weekend, there's a little bit of not just circle track racing, but there's some events going on that you guys usually get involved in.
Yep, and it just snuck up on us this year. So.
And that's what we're talking about, is some demolition racing. And let me tell you, last year I went up and saw a demolition race, one of the better ones that I've seen myself, especially on the West Coast out here. And maybe we'll let Gary talk a little bit about that.
Hurricane up in, it's called the Washington County Fair in Utah. And it's a big, it's a pretty big event. $3,300 to win it.
It's a pretty good purse for a demolition derby.
And they probably get in the neighborhood of 24, 25 cars. And then they also have a $1,500 to win truck race. I'm sorry, truck demolition derby.
Which, if you've never seen a demolition
pickup
truck, you got to go up and see these guys. They're this weekend. I've never seen a demolition pickup truck till last year when I went up, and actually JC Motorsports, Gary Wyatt here, they had a car. Well, yeah, two cars actually entered into the event.
Two
and
cars.
Had issues with one early on, and then got the other one going a little bit longer, and then actually had the wife of one of your teammates.
Yes.
actually do an event. So.
Yes, Jennifer Grasser did a Powder Puff Demolition Derby, and if my memory serves me right, she was fourth.
Nice.
And have never demoed before. So.
And if you've never demoed, I've never demoed, but I tell you what, I've been on the streets of Vegas and been wanting to demo when I'm out and about. Sometimes you just want to run into people.
Run into everybody.
Everybody and everything, because the way they drive out here is just like a demolition race. But so that's Hurricane. Where is exactly? How can somebody get to Hurricane?
Hurricane is the ninth exit as you enter on the 15 in Utah.
Okay.
And you turn right, and then when you turn right, it will take you right down, and the fair will be on your right. It's a big
now,
Washington County fair.
Same way you go to, let's say you want to go to Zion or something like that. So if you've been to Zion, it's a big national park up there. It's kind of along the same way, except as soon as you turn off the 15 freeway. It's not that far once you turn off the freeway, is it? About a couple miles?
It's probably 4 miles once you get off.
Just keep looking to your right. You're going to see the lights and the cars.
It's a big fair out there. And when you see the fair, and the fair is kind of down in a valley type thing. So
this event's not just the demolition derby. You're actually going to the state fair or a fair of the area.
Yeah, a Washington County fair.
And then you're going to be able to walk around and eat a lot of junk.
Yes.
Ride some rides and then sit down. And the stands there last year were packed. They had two sets of stands out there, and it was almost no room to sit. There's standing room only.
Yeah, so if you don't get out there early, you're not going to get a seat.
Yep, and man, what a turnout that is. And
every year we've been there has been just full of people. So
now last year, they actually, and not just a weekend event, they started on a Thursday night, is that correct?
Yes, they do a what they call a chain and bolt demolition derby on Thursday. They do a figure eight demolition derby on Thursday. And then on Saturday, they do a full weld, and that's when
the demolition big boys come out.
Yes.
The guys that, when they say full weld, they mean full weld.
Yes. Oh, yes. there was a guy up there last year. I don't remember what kind of car it was. I want to say it was a Cadillac, but he had over 500 hours in welding on this car.
Wow.
So that's how much they weld.
And last year, of course, they had one of the winners of that event was a young kid that I don't think he demolitioned before last event, did he?
No, he demolitioned. He demoed on a Thursday night on the chain for the first time ever, and then he took that same car home and welded the doors, and that's all he did. And then he went out and won the event on Saturday against those big guys.
That's right, and if you listen to any of our shows last year after the event, we actually did have him on the show, and let me tell you, that was one happy kid.
Yes, $3,300 richer. So,
exactly, and again, this year, same thing, $3,300
to win.
To win, so that's a pretty big purse. That's a good purse to have for an event like that.
And they pay down they pay all the way down. Yeah. Of course, only like I think they have it set to 16 cars start the main event.
Okay.
So, you know, you got a heat race, which if you make it out of the heat, like the top, I don't know, I believe it's 5 make it, then they transfer to
now,
the main.
You say heat races. From somebody that doesn't understand demolition derby races, you wouldn't think you'd have a heat race because once you bang up the cars, you would think you're done. What does a heat race entail in a demolition derby race?
Just if you can eliminate the other guy.
So typically they start with 6 cars or whatever.
6
it is
or 8 cars.
Okay,
yep.
Just like a regular circle track type racing.
Yep. And then once they get to the number, like let's just say the top, the 4 of them transfer to the big demo.
Mm-hmm.
Then once the 4 are out, the other 4, let's say there's 8 cars, and 4 is out, then they stop it, and then let the other 4 that's still running go to the main event.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And typically the heat race rules are similar as far as movement goes. If you're stopped for X amount of time, then you're out.
Yeah,
they have a flag.
Yes, it's usually 2 minutes. Usually 2 minutes.
Okay, so even during a heat race.
Even during a heat race, and
I guess how they do it is you have a flag sticking out in arm's reach, out of the driver's window.
Yes. So if you're out of it, you pull your flag.
Okay.
But if you don't pull your flag, then for a driver knows you're still in the demo, so you're going to get hit even if you're sitting there not even moving.
Okay, if you're out and you want to try to get your car ready, I guess, for next event or so, you might as well remove your flag and not get banged up.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, it makes a lot of sense. And then, of course, those 4 transfer in each of the heat races with the 16 cars to start the main. So,
yes, that's exactly what happens.
Okay.
And like I say, and I'm using the 8 cars for an example,
right.
There might be a little more than that.
Correct.
Because they get so many cars up there in Hurricane. So.
Right, and you're not talking about just in Utah. They get cars from all around. Obviously, you guys came up from Vegas last year, and they probably get some other guys in the surrounding areas also.
I know there's a group of them going from Arizona up there.
Okay.
I don't know of any of them from Vegas going up there from Nevada going up there. And there's a lot traveling from Utah into there, you know, further out of Utah. So.
Okay. Now, do you think since a lot of these cars, I mean, you guys fix your demolition cars, which if you don't know anything about demolition, like I don't and didn't before I met Gary and JJ and the JC Motorsports guys, I thought as soon as you wreck a demolition car, it's junk. You take it to the junkyard, you get another car, and you're done. But these guys actually fix some of these cars and reuse them in demolitions over and over, almost like after the demolition, it's better.
Yes, a better car the second time around, yes.
As long as the motor runs. And let me tell you, I mean, you've probably seen it on TV, and they happened quite a bit out at the fair up there last year at Hurricane. These guys run these things till they the radiators pop and they're blowing steam, I don't understand how these motors keep running, but let me tell you, they keep them going.
Yes, they do. And like you said, sometimes the second time around, the car's a lot better than it was the first time. So.
Right. That makes sense, I guess, once they get bent and, you know, hey, they can't bend there anymore.
No.
So, you know.
And a full weld car is anything you want to do. Anything you want to weld, anything you want to do is great.
Anything goes, almost.
Yes, anything goes. You're not allowed to hit in the driver door.
And that doesn't matter what division you race.
That's
that makes a lot of sense. You just don't hit in the driver's side door.
Yep. You don't. And you know, to me, I relate hitting someone in the driver's door is like face masking somebody in football. You're just asking for trouble. So,
okay.
You know, that's the way I relate a hit in the driver door.
Now, the differences in like a full weld and a bolt and chain?
Bolt and chain, some rules are different, but like a bolt and chain, you're only allowed to weld the doors if you choose to weld, like a total of 12 inches on the door. So you can do 12 inches, you can do 3, okay. 3, 3, you can do 2, 2, 2.
Okay.
But you're only allowed 12 inches if that's what the rule calls
for. Okay, so it's not typical from state to state or event to event, typically.
It does change some. Yeah, each event is different. So, like, the same rules in Utah is not the same rules in California.
Okay.
So, you know, and we've traveled to both ends. So
You've raced, actually, both Bolt. The Bolt and Chain and Full Welds. What do you like better? I know. It seems like the Full Weld, when you get hit, you probably get hit a lot harder.
Yes.
Because they're so stiff.
Yeah. When you get hit with a full welded car, you get hit with a full, and, you know, does it hurt? When you're there, no. But the next, you know, 2 or 3 hours later, you're finally feeling it. But, you know, that's part of the fun.
Well, the funny thing is you got to get up there to Hurricane. Take a look at the cars. Look at the seats they sit in. You don't have a full contained race seat that holds you in with the 5-point harness, a full race suit, helmet, and all that. You got some stripped down type of seat.
Matter of fact, a lot of the seats are stock seats that you use in your everyday car.
That are from bench seats from the junkyard or something that it comes with.
And they only have the lap belt.
Wow.
In my race car, I have a 5-point harness. In a demolition derby car, all I have is a lap belt. Now, I am noticing some of the guys that's demoing like to use the shoulder belt that goes from your left shoulder to your seat belt on your right side, the typical everyday seat belt.
Right.
I personally don't like it because it cuts on my neck.
You
know, the way I sit in the
and
car.
And the way you guys are banging around, you're not just hitting some front and back, you're getting side hitting and front hitting and angles.
You probably
don't want something against your neck.
No. But I have seen guys starting to use those
more and more.
So
now, do you know?
I think it's just personal preference of what you want.
Okay.
So I like the lap belt for myself.
Right.
But that's me.
Now, what about the? I know officially, you know, we're not posting times and all that of what time they start up there or anything like that. Do you know what time they're going to have the events starting, let's say the racing events? I know the fair is probably going all day long from morning till evening, but do you know what time the actual demolition derbies are running?
I believe, don't hold me to it, but I believe it's 6 p.m. starting time. If my memory serves me right from last year, of course we get there early, so when we have cars, we get there at about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And then, you know, we go through tech. And then they display the cars.
Yes.
So when you're coming in, you can look over the fence, which the fence is nothing more than a horse corral.
Right.
And it's just to keep people away from the car.
A lot of sharp edges and things like that. But you can get close enough to see inside these things. And let me tell you, man, you wonder who the crazy guys are that are getting into these things. And you got one of them here, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
So. Yes. And
but they look like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys that has seen my wagon from LVMS a few years ago that I fixed 2 years ago, they really did a number on that wagon.
And do you know there's a website that they have that somebody can go to, or can they go
WashingtonCountyFair.com is all I know.
Okay, so. And that gives vague information, I guess, and they can look on some of the times on there and all that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I personally will be going up to watch. So
okay, we're going to have to get a report from that next Tuesday live at 6 p.m. We'll see what Gary sees up there at Hurricane Utah.
I've made arrangements to where I can make it up there this time. And again, we're not taking a car. It snuck up on us. And yes, just going to spectate. It snuck up on us this year. And of course, a few of the teammates are, you know,
have other obligations. Now, when I went up there last year, and I don't know if it was for everybody, you can actually walk around the pit area the same as you can. And if you get into the spectating area, you can actually walk through the pits and see the cars and so on.
Yes, just before the event
just
starts.
Just before the event, but not during the event.
Not during the event, yes. So you got the same as a racetrack. You got the spectator side, and then you got the pit area.
Okay.
Yep. So Okay. I'm going to probably go up early so I can walk through the fair.
Right.
It's been many, many, many years I've walked through a fair.
Get yourself a funnel cake and cotton candy and a snow
cone. I don't
think
I need any of that stuff, but I'm sure I will get it. So.
No, it sounds like a lot of fun. I hope some other people get up there. If you happen to know what Gary looks like, go stop and say hello and tell him you made it up there to Hurricane. I know last year, if not usually, you have like a 20 people following up there that
I
go
think,
up there.
Yeah, I think when we went up last year, I think 24 locals here came up and were in our pits.
Yeah, I was there. My wife was there. I had a couple people with me. And matter of fact, didn't Chad Broadhead from Pump Valley Speedway go up there last year?
Chad was up
and
there.
Anthony, maybe?
And, no, his I didn't
oh,
see
okay.
Anthony. His
so
wife
Chad
was up there. Yep.
Okay.
So.
Well, we'll see if they make it up there. If they do, hopefully they'll come up and tap you on the shoulder and not surprise
and
you too much.
Don't punch me, Chad.
Yell from a distance.
Yes.
But I think we'll go ahead and maybe go to a really quick break here in a second, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about Pahrump Valley Speedway and all that. But
TheBomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night. With mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at locomotive sports. Glad everybody could be with us. We just came back from a quickie break. We're going to have some new commercials and things for you guys coming up. You're here with host Mike and host Mr. Gary Wyatt at onwheelsnow.com. And don't forget to go be up to date. Go to www.thebombernation.com and click on the message board, see what the latest stuff's happening. Find yourself a race car, race parts. Just lurk around, see what other people are talking about in the racing scene. You can post anything you want, see what other people are talking about. And there's always something going on at thebombernation.com, so make sure you go there. Now, the way you have the bombernation.com website message board set up, do they have to become a member to...
Yes.
Okay.
They have to be a member. We don't allow
simple
guests
process.
To... Yep.
Very simple. Just get on there. You'll just follow the instructions that are on there, and it'll be real simple. Get yourself a free membership, by the way.
Free membership.
It doesn't cost you a thing.
Yep.
You
want
to post anything for free.
Yep.
So it costs you nothing except for time and time... will be on your side, basically, if you do that. So you're going to be able to see the latest and greatest stuff on there. So
I have tracked that date down for Havasu 95 Speedway.
Oh, great.
And that's being October 5th.
Okay.
Is a 50-lap, $500 to win street stock race.
Okay. Typically, Havasu starts in September. So if that's the first race of the season, they're kind of getting a late start this year.
Yep.
So.
I'm looking here. It's October 5th. You have team factory stocks, and factory stocks are racing that night.
Now, something unique about Havasu 95 Speedway, now you're saying factory stocks, that's basically the same thing as a bomber-type car here in Vegas. at LVMS or Pahrump Valley Speedway. A factory stock is
a few rule changes. Yes.
Minor changes, yep. But you guys actually have gone down there and raced the factory stock division down there and hadn't really had to change too many different things.
No, we didn't change nothing.
Okay.
One of the rules down there which sticks out in my head is they don't have a gear rule.
Okay.
Where we do have a gear rule, so they can pretty much run any gear they want to. Well, in LVMS and Pahrump, we're limited to what gear we can run.
I see. So, now, down there, I noticed, I think one of the rules is not supposed to weld or have limited slip type rear ends, from my understanding. But I've seen a few guys down there get spun in the dirt, and when they step on the gas, both tires are spinning. So
yeah.
I don't know if anybody's following the rules or not. But so a few minor differences. And one thing they have unique down there, too, is the Team Factory stocks that you're talking about. And they do kind of like a almost like a bowling league type setup down there in the factory stock race cars.
Yes, that's in the Team Factory stocks. In their Team Factory stocks, if they're doing it the same as they did it last year, you have to have two girls and one guy or two guys and one girl.
Okay.
And they are only allowed to run like four races for the whole year on your team. So, and the way they find out who's running is they make you stop on the front stretch. All the cars that enter stop on the front stretch and make you take your helmet off.
And so they can see who you are. And
right. And then you give them your name, and naturally your name is on your team, whatever your team name is. And then once you have four races for that year, then you can't get back in the car for the rest of the year.
Right. So what's your time? Okay.
Yeah, and that's if
that's
they're doing
cool.
it the same way
yep,
they did
they
it
are.
Last year.
Right.
So.
They haven't really changed the rules in the last few years, which I think is good because once you get a solid set of rules down, except for safety, sometimes you got to update things or you see some things that need to be tweaked because you see some people running away with it or something like that.
Yeah, and Bill Rizzone down there, if he sees it working good for him, then
leave
it alone. He ain't going to adjust 50 things.
When they start racing down there, you're going to want to go down to Havasu 95 Speedway at some point or another. Great little track down there. It's a great location. The races down there are always competitive. The stands are always full. The Team Factory idea is a great idea. You know, it really gets involvement with a lot of different team members. Sometimes you get crew members in there racing with these guys.
Yep.
It's just real competitive. And then to move on to talk about the super stocks they have racing down there, those are basically just like the super stocks they have up here. They were calling street stocks down there, the ASA street stocks in Havasu 95 Speedway, but
They're the same as the super stocks here in Vegas.
Right. So the rules are similar, and there's a few differences, just like the bombers versus the factory stock. But enough where you can go down there and race. And we actually have somebody up here that races down there on a regular basis that you guys probably know.
Yes.
Mr. Tim Richter.
Yep. He goes down there a lot and races.
He does a hell of a job. And what's nice about his car is not another Camaro. It's different.
Yes.
He raised, Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo.
And he does fairly well down there. And it's good to see a guy that's in charge actually out there.
Of a track.
Let alone any track.
Yep.
to be able to get out there and race. Just like Chad Broadhead from Pahrump Valley Speedway, he's gotten out there and raced himself at his track.
Yep.
But Tim goes down to Havasu and races the street stock division down there and does fairly well, but to be involved in that end of it as a racer, to understand, to not lose
focus.
Exactly. So you know when a racer's talking about something from his standpoint, you understand because you are a racer yourself.
And if my memory serves me right, and of course I got a lot of things twisted
first
up.
First thing to go.
Yes. Anyway, if my memory serves me right, he finished fourth in the last race he was in down there at the end of last year.
I've seen him in easily in the top 10,
and
if
you know
not
what?
The top 5. Usually.
What a beautiful car
that
he's
is,
got.
That
it is
nice.
A beautiful black car.
Yep.
What a beautiful car that is.
Well, look for him when you go down there. Anybody that goes down to watch.
Number 13.
Yep, number 13.
Kind of black and purplish numbers. Yep.
Beautiful car, one of those ones that stands out down there. And say hello to Tim. tell them you're rooting for them. So, cool. Cool. Now, one thing you did this past weekend.
Yes.
You actually did some racing yourself.
Yes, I
did. I
want to
hear about that. Real quick, though, www.PrumpValleySpeedway.com is where you can find out some more information down at Pahrump Valley Speedway. You can go also to thebombernation.com and just poke around, and you'll see a bunch of cool new stuff on the front page. And tell me about Pahrump Valley Speedway this past weekend. You guys actually raced this past third.
Yep.
Was it on the third?
The third.
Third,
yep,
okay.
We raced on the third. Didn't do too well. JJ got black flagged in the heat race. And of all things, JJ got black
flagged. He's
got
to get black flagged at least once a year, right?
Yes.
Am I right? Does that have to happen?
He's not allowed to get black flagged no more this year. He's already
You had your one black flag leeway, right?
Yes, he had his one black flag. No, Chad Broadhead was up in the flag stand, and I guess he's training a new flag guy. Well, about four races into the heat race, Chad Broadhead noticed that JJ didn't have his racing gloves on. So, to make it fair to everybody else, they black flagged JJ.
You know, and that's actually a rule that is a safety rule. I've actually been warned myself. Luckily, I had my gloves in the car with me in one of the speed trucks that I had where I was waved, you know, shook the black flag and pointed, and luckily I had my gloves with me, and I
put
them on.
And the same thing, JJ had them in his seat between his legs there in his seat.
I see.
And just, you know, hey, by the time we got out there, things happen, you know, whatever, JJ's old, whatever it is, whatever.
That memory goes first.
That's
we
right.
All, we all know.
you know, whatever it is, to make it fair, he got the black flag, which, you know, in JJ's defense, okay, he forgot. But in Chad's defense, he was doing what he thought was right. So,
well, you know, in Chad's defense, let's say something did happen.
Yep.
You know, and he allowed, and actually after seeing that he didn't have his gloves on, if something did happen, you know, that could have, you know, not just for the track, but for JJ's own safety, could have been an issue
and
he got burned.
Nobody's mad. Nobody, it's an example.
Exactly.
So,
and it happens. You know, it's one of those things we talked about, luck of racing. Sometimes things like that happen. It's a good reminder, you know, check your safety equipment and make sure you have everything you need. That's where, like, sometimes having that third person help you, just standing outside the window net while you're getting ready to line up or something, to say, hey, you need this, you need that, or, hey, you forgot something,
And Tim and Alex both, which are the two crew guys.
Oh, come on, guys. You didn't tell JJ, Tim or Alex? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, the thing is each one of them always are at the door when JJ and I get in the car.
Right. You know, I'm giving you guys a hard time.
Yeah. Handing us our, you know, as you know, the seat belts go back to the back.
Right.
And once you're in that race seat, it's hard to twist around and get them.
Exactly.
And, you know, they're always there to help, you know. I don't know. We're past the black flag now, so it don't matter.
Right.
Next
time,
you have to remember. Just a lesson learned. That's all.
Now you don't have the results.
I do have
official results.
I do have some results
from memory. Now let's start with some of the events that they started with. Let's say the mini stocks.
Mini stocks in the main event. The Smothermans went 1, 2, 3 again.
Wow. In what order? What Smotherman order do you?
daughter, daddy, sister.
Daughter, daddy, sister. Okay. So.
And since we're on the mini stocks, I need to say.
Is
I don't know
good
why.
Or bad? I don't know.
Anyway,
okay.
Dylan Smotherman won the main event.
Cool. Again,
Robert Smotherman finished second, and Sue Smotherman finished third.
Okay.
On behalf of the onwheelsnow.com and the bombernation.com and myself, I want to say happy 18th birthday to Dylan Smotherman tomorrow.
Wow.
So she'll be 18 tomorrow. And
Didn't we
all
celebrate
I heard
her
all...
16th birthday last year? Now all of a sudden she's 18?
Yeah, she jumped over 17. Anyway, happy birthday, Dylan.
Cool.
So she will be 18 tomorrow.
Cruise by Alex's house. He'll give you
a birthday
big,
cake.
Big fat birthday cake.
Yes. There was a girl named Hannah in the dwarf car.
So they had the dwarfs racing
the dwarfs,
during
yes.
that event also. Okay.
And there was a younger lady named Hannah out of California. And boy, let me tell you, she could wheel that car. She won. She was battling for second place. Wow. And she wound up passing the first and second place car coming off of turn two down the backstretch, passed them both before she got into three.
Wow.
She was wheeling that little black car, man.
She knew how to handle a dirt dwarf car, huh?
Yep. She won, and Cecilia Dilly finished second. I don't know who won IMCA. I do believe Mark Allison got fourth in the IMCAs. And then in the Bombers, JJ finished fourth. The one car, John, finished third. And Ryan Lane, which we got Ryan Lane back. I don't know for how long, but he finished second.
He took some time off. And then, of course, the one person you're forgetting about is Mr. Gary Wyatt, and you got the first place trophy.
I won first.
Cool.
And that's all about I can... the only one I don't remember is... Oh, I'm sorry. In Coops.
Okay.
We had Donnie Berger.
Oh, he's out racing.
Run a coupe.
Okay.
So he ran his 67 coupe, and everybody that knows coupes knows his 67 red and white one. He won.
Nice.
He won that in the coupes. And then, again, I don't remember who won IMCA.
Now, do they run street stocks also that night?
There was a few of them.
Okay,
there was.
It wasn't
I don't,
a big car count for the street stuff.
You know, I believe Nash,
Steve Nash,
won that. The West Coast Superstock class.
Well, so they had a good.
And I'm just going off memory, so if I'm wrong, don't.
Official. If you want to call, well, if you want to go ahead and email or text Gary, go ahead and do that.
No, they can go to www.perumpvalleyspeedway.com and get all the official results.
Just see if they're posted yet.
Yep, that's just going off of memory.
Okay.
So I don't.
That sounds good.
I do know who I can tell you for sure. The bomber division.
Who won
and the mini stock division? So.
Well, because you actually seen the checker flag yourself in that division, and then obviously seen, or probably Dylan. Would not let you let it down that she won her race.
Oh, no. And she didn't let me forget that it was her birthday on Wednesday. Believe me. Hey, and see, JJ's not here, and you still have notes, and I don't.
I got notes.
Notes, so. Let's go to your notes.
Real quick, a couple things. I just want to say thank you for all our new listeners and our new Facebook I'll call you listeners, likes, whatever you want to call it, or visitors to Facebook for onwheelsnow.com and Facebook .com/ onwheelsnow. Thanks to all you guys. Appreciate what you do for us and to be here for us like we're trying to be here for you. Talking about racing, we are the Racers Roundtable. We're just racers talking about racing, race fans alike, talking about racing, local racing, whether it's oval track, we'll talk about drag racing, dirt, NHRA, locally, off-road racing, which I know Gary's got a little bit of passion for that somewhere in off-road type racing. But, we're going to be getting you guys some call-in numbers here coming up that you can call in. You can actually call in now if you wanted to, but we're kind of holding back on that a little bit till one of the upcoming shows. Where you can call in. So, but anyways, just want to extend that out there real quick. Again, PrumpValleySpeedway.com. You can go to their website, find out the latest. Now, they have a race coming up August 17th. correct, at Pahrump Valley Speedway?
Yes,
but
August 17th.
The only difference is the Bombers will not be racing that
night.
Nope,
the Bombers are off that night.
But they do have most, if not all, the other divisions racing that night, correct? The mini stocks.
Houston, we've had a problem.
We got a problem. What's going on? So they are racing, but not the Bomber division. So August 17th, 7 p.m., Pahrump Valley Speedway. So go ahead and check that out and see what the latest is. So, but one thing, though, real quick, LVMS, they have a couple races coming up at LVMS. Now, did we miss out on a call-in?
Yes, we did. It was only JJ.
Oh, JJ.
Yes, JJ.
Oh, he can call in. Do you want to have him on the show?
Yeah, I don't care.
JJ, you can call in. You just got to call in to 702. That's it, 768-7278. If you want to call in, it's a local number. You can go ahead and call in and follow the prompts on when you call in. If you want to be on. If not, we understand. It's bedtime out there in the East Coast.
Yeah, you've got to get your ugly sleep.
But real quick, LVMS coming up this month, August 24th, with their regular weekly NASCAR Wheeling All-American Series with Super Late Model, Super Stocks, their own Bombers and Legends, along with Bandoleros and the USAC Ignite Midget Series. You can go to www.lvms.com for that. Another exciting thing about LVMS coming up, the dirt track racing out there on the half mile, something we got to talk about, big deal out here on the West Coast, the 17th annual IMCA Modified Duel in the Desert, November 7th through the 9th. Again, that's at the dirt track at LVMS. Last year they had 253 entries, and the year before, 240. So they keep growing. It's something, something to look forward to. So what do we got?
Are you there? Hello. JJ.
Uh-oh. Hello.
Hey, JJ, how you doing?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Can you hear us?
I'm doing fantastic.
So you're back, back east, huh?
Yep. Yeah, I can hear you.
What are you doing back there? Are you visiting a couple of different states, or what do you got going on?
Yeah, I'm doing a tour, seeing my sisters and my brother and my nephews and my great nephews here in the fine state of Georgia.
What? How long are you going to be? I know you're not going to be with us for at least 3 weekends or 3 shows. Is that correct?
I'll be. I think I'll be back in town for the 27th show. Taking 2 weeks off.
Nice. That's good. Maybe you get some back east racing.
Did you approve his 2 weeks off? Because I didn't.
We got to get approval now. I'm taking 2 weeks off too. No, cool deal, man. I hope you have a good time back there and hope the weather holds up for you, and hopefully you get to see some good racing out there, too.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out here. I can tell you that.
What tracks are you going to try to visit?
Beautiful flight. Going to head over to North Carolina in about 5 to 6 days, see my brother, and who knows, I might find a racetrack here and there.
Cool. You got to let us know if you do. We want to hear about it, and we want you to go visit some tracks. We don't get to go out there that often, so.
Well, the last time I was out here, I think it was approximately 7 years ago, I did make it out in Jefferson at Gershom Speedway. Nice little 3/8 paved oval. They pit in the infield down there, had a great show, unbelievable racing, put on a 76-lap super late model show, 2 yellows, great track. And then I went over to New Smyrna. And who knows, I might be able to make a couple others because I'm headed to North Carolina. So
nice.
I'll try and get back to you guys next Tuesday again with a report if I hit anything this weekend.
For sure. Appreciate that. Yeah, we'd love to hear about it. Hopefully you get to all that. And definitely keep us informed.
I will, but I'm working on my ugly rest and my ugly sleep right now.
I know it's getting late back there.
Yes.
It's been a little while since I've had vacation, even though for me getting out of Las Vegas and going down to Pahrump and racing every other weekend is mini vacations. But it was time I came to see my family out here back east.
That's good you're able to do that, because I was talking about it earlier in the show. You know, we get to have all this fun at the racetrack, so sometimes you got to spend some family time and quality time with the wife and all that, and in order to continue to go racing.
Yes.
Not that that's the reason, but.
Found out just a couple of weeks ago, I had to come out here. My nephew is expecting, we don't know, another great niece, a great nephew.
Cool.
Yeah, Philip.
More future racers in the family.
Yeah, my nephew Philip. We're not sure yet. Going to find out in a couple weeks. I think the 28th we're going to find out whether we're having a baby boy or a baby girl. And then my niece out of New York, my godchild, Jeannie Marie, is also due just 1 month after Shannon.
Wow.
So,
keep that family growing. Cool deal.
That's it. We got some Rud Racks coming soon, come November and December.
We got to get show fans one way or another. Might as well start having kids out there to start listening to the show.
Yeah, well, Artie Daniels, Daniels, how many kids were out there, Gary?
Oh,
his family.
Yeah. Every time he says he's going racing, he brings probably 15 to 20 people out there on an average.
Was,
right?
Yeah.
And there must be 10 kids.
Yeah. So, 17, 18 brothers, sisters, aunts, cousins, nieces, nephews, grandchildren.
Nice.
I'm like, holy cow.
I think the rest of us are slacking, huh?
Yeah.
We need to bring at least 10 or 12
kids. He's got a big family.
Cool. Now, that goes to show you how much of a family event it is,
yes.
And that's really good to see that.
Hey, Jay, real quick, you're out there visiting family. If I were you, I wouldn't go visit no racetracks.
Hey, why not?
I recommend not going to racetracks. You're out there visiting family.
Family time. Huh?
Yes.
You got to bring the family to the track. See, then it's still family time.
Oh, when I go visit family, I go visit family. I don't. I forget about racing.
Uh-oh. Well, you know what you got to do, JJ.
Out here, they don't mess around. They keep two sheriffs at the racetrack readily available. So, Gary's advice might be good for me to stay away.
Hey, Jay, if it was me and you going there, you would have them in our pits the whole time.
We'd have
personal
security. That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah,
exactly. There you go. Hey, appreciate it, JJ. Thanks for calling in and talking to us.
You guys sound great.
Hey, appreciate it. Sounds good. We're glad it sounds great back there.
Yep.
Back east. So
back in Georgia. You're in Georgia, right?
Yeah. Lawrenceville, Georgia. Yep.
Georgia.
Right. 25 minutes northeast of Atlanta.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
And
we'll be talking to you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, I'll probably be calling you from Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, just about a half hour south of Raleigh.
Okay.
Sounds good. We're looking forward to it, JJ. Hey, appreciate it. Thank you again. And we'll be talking Tuesday.
Have fun, man.
Fun for us.
Will do. Thanks. Keep it going, guys.
Thank
All
you,
right.
JJ. Have a good one, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Of course, that was Mr. JJ Nunn, no other than.
Yep.
Back east. It's good to hear from him.
Yep.
Good to hear
like
from him.
Like you said,
I'm glad
his flight was good. And so.
Back there talking, spending time with the family and talking about going to racetracks.
Yep. Oh, I don't recommend going to racetracks.
You got to take the family with you. Then it's still spending time with the family. So But no, great. Looking forward to hearing from him next Tuesday. And
yeah, when my wife says we need to spend quality time together, I tell her what racetrack you want to go to tonight.
And she slaps you in the back of the head, right? Hey, we got a few minutes left still, but we want to talk a couple things about some sponsors and all that. I know you've got some sponsors that you'd like to talk about that keep JC Motorsports going.
Yep, Nevada Pickup Part, first and foremost.
And I always forget to mention it, but they do have a website. You can go to www.nvpicapart.com. That's nvpickapart.com. And check them out. You can get the locations on there, what they have. You can buy used cars. Of course, look up different things and on their website. Nevada Pickup Part has been the friends of racing for many years.
Many years.
Steve out there personally has used to race out there, but they helped out many, many racers out here locally, and you got to go to the Pickup Part and get some parts out there. No other Pickup Part to go to. So.
Thanks to D&N Equipment, Dale and Nick over there at D&N Equipment. They're always helping us out.
Now, you guys said they actually fix equipment. They don't...
Yes. They
repair vehicles or anything. They fix the equipment that,
like
tire equipment.
Yeah, like the tire machines in
the lift.
in like a discount tire. The tire machines that they use, the wheel balancers they use, the lifts, jacks.
Yes.
Okay.
The
air conditioning when you want to get your air service, they also work
on that type of equipment.
Wow. Yep.
So if you got a shop out there, man, D&N is probably a good number to know. If you want to get a hold of them, you can go to get a hold of Gary at either thebombernation.com, shoot him an email, or I'm sure D&N Equipment has different ways that they can get
D&N Equipment.
Get to them. Okay.
Yep. Who else we got? We got D&N Equipment.
Camp Out.
Anthony out there at Camp Out.
And you deal with him probably on a daily basis, because if anybody knows Gary, he's...
15-minute basis.
Gary's going to make sure your trailer gets fixed up right, make sure you got the lights and the brakes and the wheel bearings are going to hold up to get you where you want to go. You want to get a hold of Gary, go to thebombernation.com, shoot him an email. You probably have his phone number saved in your phone already anyway, so you're going to want to make sure you get your maintenance done on your trailers and... Let him get you going. And, of course, Camp Out, he deals with them on a regular daily basis. So.
Camp Out will sell you a trailer to haul your race car to the track.
There you go.
So he's got Anthony over there. He's got all kinds of trailers from enclosed to opens to little motorcycle trailers to big 30-foot trailers.
And
so he's got everything in between.
And if you're from this area, you know he's right there off Cheyenne and Losey Road, just off 15 Freeway.
Yep.
So easy to find. You can't miss them. All the trailers stacked up. And you got to go in that shop just to see. You got to go into his shop just to see what he's got, because he's got a little bit of everything.
Oh, anything, man.
Cool. Cool deal. And we got a couple minutes left, so... real quick, some races coming up. Lucas Oil Modified's coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend on the 17th at Irwindale. If you've never seen the Lucas Oil Modified's race, a half-mile track, you're going to want to go down there on the 17th and watch these guys. They're going to have the large car counts like they always do. They're going to have at least 24 cars out there starting, so... 1300 to win if you're going to go down there and race. So you want to go Irwindale, August 17th. Races usually start about between 6 and 7 p.m. So make sure you get down there and check it out. This weekend, Willow Springs Raceway, our good friend of the show, Andy Dario, runs that little quarter-mile track down there. So August 10th, this weekend, Willow Springs, you want to go to the Speedway at Willow Springs. Going to be the quarter mile track. Just go up to the normal road course entrance and they'll direct you in the right direction. So, really, I guess that's about it. So, live next Tuesday on willsnow.com. Go to www.thebombernation.com. Make sure you catch live next Tuesday. It'll be very interesting. It'll be something that's going to be about. Mike.